officials have confirmed 57 cases of the strain nationwide in 16 states. 14 people have been hospitalized, with most of their infections beginning to develop 12 to 72 hours after the product was consumed. CDC advises consumers and retailers not to eat, serve, or sell ground beef that was produced by JBS Tollison Incorporated.
The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to two people for efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. The Nobel Committee saying the winners are Congolese Dr. Denis Mukwege and Kurdish human rights activist Nadia Murad of Iraq. They beat out over 330 other nominees, including South Korean President Moon Jae-in, North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and President Trump. Remember, again, you can find us online at usaradio.com. I'm Chris Barnes for USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And the weather for the Hunterdon County area begins today with partly sunny skies, a high near 67, northeasterly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of light rain between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., then areas of drizzle with a slight chance of light rain after 2 a.m., areas of fog after midnight, and otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a low around 53. Light easterly winds and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday, areas of drizzle with a slight chance of light rain before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Calm winds becoming southeasterly around 5 miles per hour in the morning, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday night, patchy fog around 2 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 59. South winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour. Sunday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 80, and southwesterly winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63. And for those of you who are taking off for Columbus Day, a chance of showers, partly sunny skies, and a high near 80 on Monday. The chance of precipitation is 30%.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here Friday mornings on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and the host of your show. And we know that Hunterdon Helpline has been around for 49 years. Our first assist 24/7, 365 day of the year helpline is there for you for basic human needs, shelter, mental health, senior family and youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, and so much more, including our own programs and services for adult education, senior services, and employment. I'm so happy to be here this morning because we have an exciting show with Carolyn and Tom Newman of Skit. And Carolyn, you are the founder and director of Skit, which is Show Kids Invitational Theater. It's been around for 32 years. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, both of you. And wow, where do we begin with something that's 32 years old, an institution here, and something that has been incredibly important for the youth of our area?
Well, I would say I never intended to start this. I think there was a need in Hunterdon County for more theater. There had been some theater, but not as much for the youth, except for mostly in the high schools. So it sort of fell into my lap that my husband Tom had done a show, and I kind of told him what I thought would look good on stage, so I guess I had some, you know, feeling for the arts. And when the director of the Hunterdon Art Museum had asked me at that time if I would direct the next show for them, I said, I don't really know what I'm doing, but she said, well, you had helped us with the last show they had done, and, you know, she thought I would be a good candidate. So I started with 11 children in my living room, and I told them that it wasn't for us, it was for the Arts Center, so it better be good. And my husband had said at that time, when I asked, should I do it, he said, well, I hate that you don't join things. And I think those words he wished he had never spoken. Right, Tom?
That's correct.
So, yeah. Well, let me get this straight, Tom. It was actually your thing. And she butt in.
A little bit, that is correct. Yes. So I actually had performed in that earlier Hunterdon Art Center show, as well as my two young kids. And I played Reverend Hopkins in a show called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. My success was not exactly great. I was great in rehearsal, but of course I choked up on opening night. I got to a point where my line was, I don't know, Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. And my line came out, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, until finally one of the other more experienced actresses bailed me out and reminded me what I was supposed to say.
I was going to say nobody was standing behind
correct.
You whispering. And
yes, that's right.
Well, I'm sure that's happened to some of the most famous Oscar winners.
I'm sure that is true.
And Tony Award winners. So that's pretty interesting. So you just, you know, decided that things should be changed, and, you know, they warned people.
That's right. I was originally a dietitian, of all things, which
wow.
I should have never been. I think I was I wanted to be a dietitian because I liked learning about diets. Now, that's a silly reason. I was really good with the patients, but charting was not my thing. And in theater, I have wonderful assistants like Diane Leonard and many others who do all the charting, and if you call it, and all the behind-the-scenes work so that I can do the creative thing and come up with the ideas, oh, we should do this, and people go along with me.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So you went from those 11 people to over 150 now. What were the changes? I have four kids of my own, and we always say, you know, we're overloading our kids with soccer and theater and ballet and piano and on and on and on. But we keep doing it for a reason. And what is the reason for these kids to be involved? What changes do you see in them once they become involved?
I think the most important thing is they become really good people. We talk about gratitude. It's a whole family that works together, their parents working together with the other people in the group, with the kids, not directly with their children, but behind the scenes. And they learn, you know, to work together. You don't always get what you want, but you still go on and still do it. And when the show comes together, you've achieved a goal together. And it's just a wonderful experience. That's what keeps me going. Kids, we don't know what anybody does in SCIT a lot of times. I don't know what jobs they have, what income level anybody is, how anybody does in school. But when we come together, all that matters is that we work on the show to the best of our abilities. And they just learn that if you do that, if you just work really hard, you can achieve amazing things.
And that is also incredible that the family participates as well. Because so often, again, we drop the kid off at soccer, we pick them up, you know, we ballet or whatever, we try not to become dance moms, but to have something that's kind of integrated throughout the family really is special, and special to those kids as they grow older and as they have kids of their own. And I imagine after 32 years, you may see some...
Well, we do. Actually, my daughter is a pediatrician at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, an hour and a half away, but she drives her two girls
oh, wow.
an hour and a half to come to rehearsal because she thought it was so important in her life that she thinks it's so good for them, and they just love it, and we love spending the extra time with them. But it's not only just our grandkids. There's other people from SCIT who are coming back, and, you know, their children are joining, which is amazing.
That is great. So the kids 5 to 18.
Right. Correct.
And then you snag some older adults, yeah, depending upon the show.
Right. The adults stay the same. Because,
oh, do they?
Yes, because it's not an adult theater, and I love working with children. Working with adults is a whole different ball game. You say to a child, well, do this, and they're okay. Oh, okay, Mrs. Newman. And you say to an adult, you know, do this instead. Why? What was wrong with the way I did it? Not my husband, of course.
I was about to say, Tom, do you want to weigh in on that?
Well, she does tell me what to do a lot. And I get treated very much like some of the kids very often. I don't get any special treatment necessarily.
Okay.
I would just add that, you know, to add to what you said in response to your question about second generation kind of situations. So our musical director, for example, grew up in Skit.
Oh, wow.
And now she's been our musical director for the last 2 or 3 years, I think, now. And so it's very rewarding to see the kids come back because they've had such a good time and a good experience while they were here. Some of them stayed in the business, although I'd say most of our kids don't. Most of the kids go on to other professions.
Right.
But some stay in the musical business. A lot of musical education people come out of Skit, and as they go into the schools and teach, and that's what she is. She's a teacher in one of the local schools, and she's come back and now is our musical director.
Right, and her name is Jennifer Palermo, and she was just nominated by the Perry Awards for Outstanding Direction of a Musical for Mary Poppins.
Oh,
so that was really, her father was a musical director, her mother was a musical director, and now she is. So it's really come full circle. It's amazing, and she is wonderful with the kids.
That is great. That is absolutely wonderful. And I see here that Skit Stars win a pair of Perry Awards.
Correct.
So you guys are really throwing some good actors, actresses, singers, and so forth out there into the world.
Right. Well, they work really hard. I mean, Natalie Mill and Jonah Leone were Mary and Bert in Mary Poppins, and they came up with their own backstory. They worked behind the scenes, and every time they came to rehearsal, they did such amazing things. And the girl, Natalie, who was playing Mary, said to me one time, why don't you direct me more? And I said, you come up with more than I would ever think to direct you with. So, you know, it's just the work ethic of the kids is just amazing.
That is great. And tell us a little bit about the Perry Awards so people understand this is a big achievement.
Yeah. The Perry Awards are the New Jersey Community Theater Awards. And it's we've been nominated over the years for 170 awards, Tom.
Wow.
And they do a big awards ceremony at the Union County Arts Center, Performing Arts Center. And we got to, if you're among the top 7 nominees for Best Production of a Musical, you get to perform.
Wow.
So we got to perform a medley from Mary Poppins and got a standing ovation right before intermission. Right after the two, not only won the Perry Awards for Youth Best Actor and Actor in a Musical, but they also won scholarships this year. It's a new program where they each won a scholarship toward continuing their career.
That is great.
Yeah.
That is absolutely wonderful.
I'll just add, if I could, so it's a statewide association. And they review roughly 200 or so shows throughout the state of New Jersey, including in Hunterdon. Reddington Community Theater has also been appeared as a nominee for Perry Awards and the like. So it's a very, when you go see the awards show, there is extremely great talent out there in New Jersey. So it's a real honor for us to be included among that group when you see the kind of talent that exists throughout the state of New Jersey, many of whom go on. We see them perform, and then the next thing you hear is that they're on Broadway. So there is great talent in the community theater throughout the state of New Jersey.
Well, that is awesome. And obviously, you need to pat yourself on the back. So Skit is 32 years old, or I should say young, since you're thriving. If you're interested, I'm going to give the phone number. We're going to take a short break and come back with Carolyn and Tom. The number is 908-963-4895. That's 908-963-4895 if you are interested in signing up your kids. And we'll come back and talk a little bit further about this absolutely amazing, well-known, famous, obviously, program. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show. Hunterdon Helpline, first assist, 24-7, 365 days, including holidays. We are there for you, 908-782-4357, any need at any time. Sheltering for Somerset and Hunterdon counties, as well as our literacy services program for adult learners, our work connectivity for employment in Hunterdon County, and a variety of senior programs as well for seniors to age in place in the residence of their choice. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, Hands Across Hunterdon, this morning, and very excited that we are talking about SCIT with Carolyn and Tom Newman. Carolyn founded the program. It is an opportunity for kids to get involved in theater. And we were talking about the awards that you've received over the years, the Perry Awards and so forth, and really truly what this has given the kids who have grown up and now, as we discussed, second generations are coming to the fore. I'm going to give the phone number again as well as the website to learn more about it, 908-963-4895. 908-963-4895. And you can visit them on the web, get some more information also about shows coming up that you will definitely want to attend at www.showkids, all one word, showkids.org. www.showkids.org. So you've got Newsies coming up, and I told you in the break that one of my kids' favorite shows. How do you put on a production like this? I mean, that's not easy.
Correct. with a lot of help. Show Kids, as we said, is a family involvement activity if they can. I mean, if parents are ill or there's a problem, of course, not everybody has to help or can help at a time. But through the help of a lot of people using all their talents, we put together a show like this. You know, I direct, but beyond, you know, we have three choreographers for the show.
Wow.
Because it's such a big dance show. My daughter Chrissy, who, like I said, is a pediatrician, really is done the movement number called "The World Will Know," and the kids are so excited about it. I mean, we've done it, and my husband, who can be a tough critic, said it's performance ready, just about. So
wow.
we're getting ready to perform that at Dickens Day on November 24th on the Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. to give people a little
prelude
of it. Right.
Because it is going to be showing January 19th to the 27th at Voorhees High School. Now, you are a nonprofit.
Correct.
Hunter & Helpline's a nonprofit. We're always scrambling for money. But we don't put on a big production like this. I mean, you know, we're bare bones. Give us a phone, you know, some
right.
resources.
Right.
Give us right. a car. We can go out and help, you know, those in need. But we're talking costumes. We're talking props. We're talking choreographers. I just can't imagine the expense of a show like this. And yet you are a nonprofit. Tell me you have donors who support this. How?
I'm going to turn that over to Tom.
Oh okay. Yes, and I
That's
do have to say,
area.
He
so,
Tom is the treasurer, okay? So she can't argue with you too much when you have that role. But we have our own treasurer. Believe me, what they say usually goes.
Right.
So you have some clout there, Tom.
Right. So the as you indicate, so we are a nonprofit, and one of the main sources that we do get money from, of course, are the shows themselves. That's the biggest money raiser for us, ticket prices for the shows.
And what are they?
They range for a show like Newsies from $13 to $21.
Which, of course, can't be.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
can't
the royalties alone for a show like Newsies run in the $5,000, $6,000, $7,000
range. And people
range.
Don't understand that. You have to buy the rights to it so that you can go ahead and put this on.
Right.
You want that music, you pay for that.
Right.
I mean,
right.
there's a lot of stuff that goes
yeah.
into this.
Yeah, so a typical show, you know, and Mary Poppins, for example, did very, very well. I think we probably lost a little bit on Mary Poppins, which is not that unusual for us, okay? So Mary Poppins probably cost us $40,000 plus to put the show on. We got a little less than that in ticket sales. Other big sources of revenue for us do include donations
mm-hmm.
And grants. So we're very lucky. We've been very blessed to work with the Hunter & Cultural and Heritage Commission. To receive grants through the year, which has been enormously helpful. And we also have our own Friends of the Theater program in which we solicit donations from people.
Mm-hmm.
We've had very, very generous donations through the year. And that gives us another maybe 25% or so of our revenue comes from that source of funding.
Because you need to have something in the coffers to start putting on the show. You can't wait for people to buy tickets. To you know,
that
meet
is,
the bills here.
That is correct. So there's a lot of upfront costs that we incur. We're also very lucky that most of our help, with the exception of the orchestra, for the most part is volunteers. So as Carol indicated, we have three choreographers. They're, you know, we haven't settled everything on that yet, but they're usually volunteers.
They're all volunteers.
Right. Our set builders are all volunteers, usually parents. Our lighting person, we pay for somebody to set the lights because there's some insurance issues with people actually getting up on
I would imagine.
You know, racks to go set lights up. But, you know, the people that operate the lights, that operate the sound, et cetera, all volunteers. So that significantly saves us. So the big expense we take in addition to renting costumes or things like that would be the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
We try to get a good professional orchestra for the kids because it just makes a huge difference for them when they've rehearsed so long and so hard on a show to make sure that what they get is a quality musician's orchestra underneath them
mm-hmm.
To really you know, make sure that the production ends up being successful and raise their confidence.
Right. One thing with the orchestra, they get to do a sits probe. Now, a sits probe is where the orchestra comes together and the cast comes together, especially the leads of the cast, and they get to sing with the orchestra for the first time.
Ah.
It is chilling. It is an absolutely chilling, exciting experience because it's one they get in very few places, and they just love it because the first time they hear all that sound and, you know, they had been just listening to one track all along, and now there's every different instrument involved, and they're, you know, finding their note amongst the instruments, but they're full of joy doing it. So it's an exciting thing that happens with that live orchestra.
And I bet the musicians get a kick out of it as well.
Yeah, and many of them come back. You know, they enjoy performing with the kids. You know, because sometimes, you know, you can get, as Carol indicated before, when she was talking about working with kid actors and actresses versus adults, you can get a little more of a diva from the adults, myself included, perhaps, sometimes, since I do a lot of the adult acting. But for the kids, there's just such a joy, and that joy carries over to the musicians as well.
And I think when we perform at the Perry Awards, the reason they love the kids, they perform with such heart. They just have the heart and the soul, and the audience just kind of sits up in their seats and this time gave them a standing ovation because the heart was there. You know, they just have the passion and the love of theater. You know, they do it because they love it.
So our musical director, for example, as we talked earlier, Jen Palermo, she's managed to get many of the orchestra members from a version of Newsies that was performed out in Northampton College out in Pennsylvania during the summer. So some of them have performed with us before, so I think they were very excited to come back and do Newsies with us. So that'll be exciting as well.
I want to give a shout out as well to the Hunterdon County Cultural Heritage Cultural and Heritage Commission. They are fantastic. Some of the amazing organizations that they support here in the Hunterdon County area, that we would not have some of these cultural opportunities without them. I'm a little selfish because they also give our Salsa Night a grant so that we can get top-notch bands for that event. I just went to World Music Day this past Sunday, and I sometimes feel that people leave Hunterdon County for cultural opportunities, and there's so much right here for us to share, Skit obviously being one of them. So it really is commendable, and it's commendable to the freeholders that they obviously support the Cultural and Heritage Commission as well. They do a really incredible job, and I seem to think they pick the right people to support. So it's very important to have, again, because we're a nonprofit, to have that mix of not just the grants that are, quite frankly, very tedious to write. And oh my gosh, Tom, you're the grant writer.
Yes, and our next grant application is due next Friday, I think. So.
Oh my gosh.
No, two Fridays. So, yes, I'm about ready to get started on writing the grant. It takes a lot, but, you know, it's funny. I see the other organizations, as you indicate, that they support. And I'll echo exactly what you're saying. The organizations throughout Hunterdon County that they support are great organizations. And the commission does an excellent job in supporting and fostering those organizations. So kudos to them.
And they do a lot of the marketing. So if you go to their website, you can see some of the events that are coming up. I know they send out emails all the time so that people can see it through the chamber, through you know, Constant Contact, e-blasts, et cetera, and really do support, even once the money is handed over, or even if the money isn't handed over, they are still promoting all these opportunities in Hunterdon County. So go to www.showkids.org, www.showkids.org, because you will learn all about Skit. There's information about the Perry Awards that we've been talking about, tickets, shows coming up, and this is an incredible organization, and you know, it's not your local theater of yesterday. I mean, it's professional quality. We say kids, but quite frankly, if you look at America's Got Talent, if you look at American Idol, if you look at the World Dance Competition, kids are not what they used to be, and you're proving it. We're going to take a break and be right back with Carolyn and Tom of Skit.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A procedural vote to take place in the U.S. Senate within the hour to determine whether the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court will advance to a final floor vote tomorrow. And Chuck Grassley, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Panel, says,
I've been dealing with a demolition derby on the part of the Democrats where they've been out to do everything they can to defeat him.
Three GOP senators who could go either way are being closely watched. They're Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Jeff Flake of Arizona. The government's jobs report for September has been released, and it shows the nation's unemployment rate at its lowest level in almost half a century. But job growth was less than expected, the economy adding 134,000 jobs when analysts were expecting closer to 180,000. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins with partly sunny skies today and a high near 68. East winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of light rain between 10 and 2 a.m. Then areas of drizzle with a slight chance of light rain after 2 a.m. Areas of fog around midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 53. Light easterly winds and a chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday, areas of drizzle with a slight chance of light rain before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 68, and calm winds will become southeasterly around 5 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation again is 20%. Saturday night, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a low around 59 and south winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour. Sunday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 80 and southwesterly winds 3 to 5 miles per hour with mostly cloudy skies in the evening and a low around 63. On Monday, your chance to celebrate Columbus Day, a chance of showers, partly sunny skies, a high near 80 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, sponsored by Hunterdon Helpline and a part of this amazing, amazing internet radio station brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Today we are with Carolyn and Tom Newman of Skit, which is a nonprofit family community theater group, 32 years old. I keep saying that, Carolyn, because I can't believe you're 32 years old and growing strong, having founded it all those many years ago and still committed, keeping this going on. We've been talking about the shows themselves, ticket sales, etc. First, I want to talk a little bit more about Newsies so people know. It is coming up in January at Voorhees High School, but you do have an opportunity to see a little teaser, just like at the Tony Awards when they and you're trying to pick which Broadway musical you're going to next. But that's on Dickens Day in November.
Right, correct.
But go to the website, www.showkids.org, for more information, because tickets are now on sale, correct?
Correct. So you can get the best seats if you order now.
Oh, there's an incentive. Absolutely. And those show times, January 19th, January 20th, January 25th, 26th, 27th. The tickets are only, I mean, this is amazing, given the professional quality of these shows, $13 to $20. $13 to $20. Show times, 7:30, unless it's a matinee, at 2 p.m. And again, www.showkids.org or by phone at 908-638-5959. That's 908-638-5959. So how do you pick these shows?
Well, we try to pick a show that we think will be popular to the audience so that people will come and see it. The kids work so hard that they deserve an audience of people to come to see it. But also it has to be a show with some deeper meaning to it. Like Newsies really happened. I mean, that's true. It's not a made-up story. And the Newsies were really kids. I'm pretty
and
sure.
And I also believe in Mary Poppins, so just saying.
Okay. I'm pretty sure my grandfather actually sold newspapers on the street for money. So it's good for the kids to get to be somebody else for some period of time and get to feel like what it feels like when there's no money. And, you know, 10 cents will carry you through 3 days of eating. And the kids really get to experience life as somebody else for a period of time and get to learn. And I think they learn compassion and empathy through that. So not only for the kids in the cast, but the audience coming, it's so believable because they sing it with all their heart and all their soul and all their spirit that they really are these people. The audience believes it. It's great.
Absolutely, absolutely. And having that family-oriented show obviously hits everybody in the family so that they can bring little kids, big kids, and that shouldn't deter, because I'm a Newsies fan, and like I said, Mary Poppins for sure, shouldn't deter, you know, the couple without kids to come and see the show.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's all ages. And we try to keep our ticket prices as low as possible so that families can come and, you know, senior citizens can still afford it because it is a great show just to watch the spirit of the kids and to feel history that happened. You know, and we worry that newspapers may go out of existence.
We do. I'm a former newspaper journalist.
In these children's lifetime, they may not see papers, which is a shame. So we're really stressing to them, you know, what the importance of papers. And Tom is playing Pulitzer, which is a hard role to play because in the story he's written as the villain.
Yes. Yeah, it's very interesting because so I'm reading the Pulitzer biography, actually, which is an excellent biography, just to try to understand a little bit more of the background. Because we saw Newsies at three different productions throughout the summer to try to get a flavor for it and stuff. And I kept saying to
Look
Carol.
Look at you guys doing your homework.
Yeah.
I like it.
I kept saying to Carol, like, oh, man, I would have thought Joseph Pulitzer was a good guy. You know, I mean, Pulitzer Prizes, established the School of Journalism for Columbia University. He's obviously a very famous and became a very wealthy American. But I guess the whole story centers around the fact that people were buying newspapers like crazy around the turn of the century associated with the Spanish-American War. So everyone wanted to get information about the war. Then when the war was over, the interest in newspapers dropped significantly. So he was in significant financial trouble. Ironically, the story then says that the musical then basically says that they raised the price for the Newsies for 100 papers from 50 cents for 100 to 60 cents for 100. That's why Carol was saying it's only a 10-cent increase, which in today's world you would think was trivial, but as I think one of the lines in the show goes, I could eat for 10 cents for 2 days.
Right.
Ironically, the facts are, as I read the biography, by the time that this was happening, Joseph Pulitzer was basically blind, spent much of his time in Europe, and was really not as involved in the actual running of the paper as he had been much earlier, although he oversaw it. So it's fascinating to watch, to see the difference and get the history of what really went on at the real time. And, of course, Disney, which owns the rights to this particular show, how they've tuned it to make it appeal to an audience. Because you know, if you see most Disney shows, there's always somebody
that's gotta
be a little
villain.
Bit of a villain in there. Which for Mary Poppins was me, too, because I was also Mr. Banks.
Oh, no.
Mary Poppins, so I was the villain there, and now I'm kind of the villain again. So we pick shows that do appeal to the audience. Disney shows are extremely popular, and they're
absolutely
fun to do. But this show, as Carol says, because it has some historical background, I find them among the most interesting things when we do it. Because there's a little bit of a lesson there that we try to teach the kids, too. And we talk to them a little bit about what really went on versus what's going on in the show.
Yeah.
That is
and
great.
I think it really helps them in school because we teach them to do their homework for a show. You know, Mary Poppins and Bert themselves both created a backstory of what their real relationship was, and they had their own, they had a very an unbelievably beautiful connection on stage. You could see it. But that's because they did their homework behind the scenes. So this carries back to their schoolwork because if you're going to do well, you've got to do your homework. You can't do anything, including theater, without doing the homework behind it.
Well, art does reflect life. That's what they say. And I think that we gravitate toward it because, as you said, one, we can sort of for a few moments become the character that we're not in real life, kind of give ourselves that extra opportunity, but see the reality of life in a different way. And even some of the most excruciating historical stories suddenly are presented in this poignant way that we can relate without the actual pain and so forth. And I think there is, to your point, Tom, an educational piece there that's so important. It's not just about entertainment. One of my favorite, my family brought me up on black and white films, and I brought my kids up on old black and white films, so they can tell their friends and actors and actresses that nobody knows of their generation. Nobody knows, and I have a complete black and white movie collection that has gone from the VHS to the DVD, and who knows what's coming down the pike. So one of my favorites is called Sullivan's Travels, and Joel McRae, which most people have no idea who that is a movie producer, and he's tired of producing musicals and fun, comedic comedies, comedic romances and so forth. And so he goes out on the road as what was called back then a hobo. And, given that Helpline, we call it something else nowadays.
Right.
But he goes out there. He gives up, his money, et cetera. He's a millionaire. And he rides the freight trains and so forth to find out what story in America is there to tell. Well, he gets arrested. He goes on a chain gang. And he's sitting in, they do have, the once a month movie. And up comes, the old-fashioned Mickey Mouse, back in the day that animated and all of this. And these hardened criminals and with very little, the meals. I mean, they really show the chain gang in the prison to be horrendous, are knee-slapping laughing. And for several moments watching this movie, they become different people. And they soften. They're enjoying themselves, And so he goes back and he realizes that entertainment is a big part of our need, not just our what entertainment brings to mind, but as a human being, we need that opportunity to escape, to go into a different realm, if you will. So that movie's always stayed with me, and I think that musical theater does so much of that. But again, still brings, look at Hamilton, look at all the shows on Broadway, still gives us the reality as well as the reflection of that reality.
Right. One thing on this, really carrying forward on your topic, is it helps the children within the group. You know, we think of children as there's no problems. Everybody has an easy life. And I've heard over and over again over the last 32 years, every time we get the kids together and try to make a little video or something of their experiences, I have a hard time at school, but when I come here, I'm at home. And it may not be school, but it may be a situation in their family life. Someone is ill. A grandparents just died. But they have a place where they could be somebody else for a certain period of time, and they feel like they're at home. And that's
what theater
does.
Yes, absolutely.
It is.
We're going to take a short break, and we're going to expound a little bit on that topic, give you the contact numbers again before we sign off. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show here Friday mornings at 10 o'clock on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. On the internet, I'm Susan Lax. your host of the show and executive director of Hunterdon Helpline. We have been talking about SKIT, Show Kids Invitational Theater. It's a nonprofit family community theater group right here in Hunterdon County, and it has opportunities for kids 5 to 18, as well as a few adults, depending upon the show. We've been talking to Carolyn and Tom Newman. Carolyn is founder and director, and Tom is the treasurer. And it's just been an amazing segment for me. I've learned a lot, not just about SKIT, but about what a program like this can do for kids in our area after school, on weekends, giving them another opportunity to delve into something different. So I'm going to ask you this, because I told you my kids were active in Hunterdon Central's theater group, and my one daughter, I have four children, two boys, two girls, my one daughter is the only one of the four who really can't sing very well. And I say can't sing very well because it's better than saying she can't sing like her mother. And so it sounds better. But she went into the children's theater because they all have a passion for theater. They just absolutely love it. Who comes to this? The kids that come, do they have to be able to sing? Is there opportunity for someone who really wants to get into theater but realizes, you know what, I'm not going to be the Mary Poppins. I'm not going to be Belle. That's just not my forte.
Absolutely. It's open to children of all ages. We actually try to actually wait till 7 to start because they're old enough to then sit longer through 18. But they don't have to have, all children have talent. It's just a matter of finding the talent. And we've had children who weren't able to sing at all at the beginning. Actually, one went on to try out for Annie, and Martin Sharnan actually really loved her and really wanted her to be one of the orphans in the production, and she started out not being able to sing. So, you know, singing can be taught and learned, and timing can be worked on, and they don't have to be able to dance. We teach from the beginning. So it's just if they have a desire to do this and they really want to do it, they can do amazing things, and that's what we really believe. So if we have room, we'll take them into the program.
That is great. And I know I come from a family of artists, and people say, oh, I can't draw, I can't this. And I say, and I've always said, and I've taught art, you only need this much, and for those of you, because we're on radio, maybe an inch of talent. It's technique, and that's 3 yards worth of technique. Because right. Even if you have the talent, if you don't know how to sing, if you don't know, you know, right. All of the things that are, you know, voice coaches teach us or what have you, or the acting, etc. Discipline, that's a huge part of it. So they're getting all of that with SKIT.
Right, yeah, absolutely. We're very disciplined. And there's a way we do every rehearsal. They come in, they sit down, I talk to them and tell them what the rehearsal is going to be about, and then we rehearse for, you know, about an hour and a half, and then we sit down, take a break, and talk about that part of the rehearsal, and then go on to the second part, and sit down at the end. And there's a whole regimen, I guess, that we do, but kids like order, and kids like the discipline, and they thrive in it.
I think so as well.
Yes. You can't have a chaotic rehearsal and have a good show.
Right.
So they know that, you know, it's not a democracy. You know, we go with the, you know, the ideas and the calls of the director. Not that the kids can't ask questions. They, you know, ask and they're answered, and we listen to everybody's ideas. But ultimately, the choreographers decide how the dances are going to be done, and the kids need to practice and come back having practiced, and that's what makes a great show.
If I could just add, too, that there's more to be learned in musical theater than just the ability to dance or the ability to sing. It's the ability to be confident on stage, the ability to speak, the ability to make eye contact, which are these are just extremely important life lessons.
Skills that you can take anywhere.
Absolutely. That, you know, it just becomes so important when they go for job interviews or college interviews or anything else. Those are the kinds of skills that, regardless of what the musical talent they may have, those are skills that they help learn out of theater, musical or otherwise. That they can take with them.
Team building as well is
correct.
Confidence.
Absolutely.
Yeah, theater is, if anything, theater is as much a team sport as anything else. And perhaps Newsies, like that's an excellent bridge into Newsies, because I told the kids during the rehearsal period, because when I first started, I just love being in the ensemble. Because I feel that's where you learn a lot of your basic skills anyway, mm-hmm. being in the ensemble. And if there's any, there's probably no better ensemble show than Newsies.
That's true.
Because the stars of this show, in my mind, are the ensemble. And we have kids that, you know, when they first came to us, we would have thought, oh my goodness, what are we ever going to do with this person? And now they're really into it. They grow, you know, and so that's probably one of the most rewarding things that we see. Kids that are bashful and shy, and you don't think that they will be able to make it, enjoy it, but they love it, and they just keep getting better and better and better. And then you see them, maybe they stick with us all the way through high school, and you see how they grow. That's one of the most rewarding things. And we have a couple of kids that fit that category right
now. And who
now.
Come back, like you said, to be the musical director and
right.
or the
right.
choreographer. So tell me, we have a minute and a half left. How does a kid get involved in SCIT?
Well, basically, the easiest way is just go to the website, www.showkids.org, and there is a link on there, Tom, is that correct, where they click for interest in the program?
It basically, we just asked them to send a message to join SCIT, all one word, at showkids.org. Give us contact information so we can get back in touch with you. We'll talk to you, Carol will talk to you over the phone, talk a little bit about the program, explain it so that you can understand whether or not it is a match for you or your child. And then we actually start with usually we bring the kids into a workshop group, which is a younger group, does a much easier show than one of our big shows, mm-hmm. get them used to our methods and procedures as well as understanding, helping them to understand whether this really fits in with what they want to do. And then if they continue with that for a year, maybe two or so, they'll move up to the bigger shows.
This is. I'll tell you, I'm impressed just with the machinery of the whole thing. You guys got this down. Incredibly well.
Well, I really feel like it was something that was meant to happen because I just followed it along. And every time I tried to sit down with people and say how it should be done, you just follow it and it has a life of its own. And it's just been a joy to be a part of.
Well, thank you both. Congratulations.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. This has been wonderful. Congratulations on 32 years and good luck on the next 32 years. And thank you for bringing this wonderful program to our area. You know, the show is entitled Hands Across Hunterdon. Certainly, you have provided many hands across Hunterdon through SCIT. And for those listening, again, 908-963-4895 or www.showkids.org. You can find that link that Tom was talking about to email your interest. Thank you again. Tom and Carolyn.
You've been wonderful. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining us, for our listeners. And coming up next is Home Sweet Home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is setting the stage for what's to be a big procedural vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this morning so that senators can take a full confirmation vote on Kavanaugh tomorrow. McConnell saying that after Democrats demanded investigations into allegations made against the nominee, those investigations are over.
And what we know now is what we knew at this time a week ago. There is absolutely no corroborating evidence for these allegations.
As jury deliberations continue, Chicago's bracing for possible violent protests when the verdict comes in the trial of a white former Chicago cop charged with murdering a black teen in 2014 by shooting him 16 times. A video of the shootings already sparked past protests, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The September jobs report is out.